Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side is Sarah Masters. She's the manager of the San Luis Valley Regional Airport. Amos Cordova, he's the assistant airport manager, helps with operation. We're going to talk about Alamosa San Luis Valley Regional Airport. Also with us is Carl Denslow. He's with the Airport Advisory Board. It's good to see all three of you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Sarah. Sarah, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having us.
Sarah's been doing quite a bit at San Luis Valley Regional Airport since she took over as the general manager. We're going to get into that. Before we do that, Sarah, Amos, Carl, I want to ask you one thing. Tell us one thing the general public either misunderstands or should know about the San Luis Valley Regional Airport. One thing people should know about the airport that maybe they don't. Carl, we'll start with you because you're on the Airport Advisory Board and you've been learning about the airport.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Tell us about that. Tell us something.
Well, I think something that people underappreciate is how many general aviation pilots there are in the valley. We've got a lot of private pilots with aircraft that are trying to operate in and out of the various small airports we have here, including Alamosa, the San Luis Valley Regional. So yeah, there's a lot of private pilots who are flying around the valley here.
Interesting. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that as we get going. Amos, give us something people should know, don't know, misunderstand about the San Luis Valley Regional Airport.
I think the big one for me is I like everyone to understand that just because we're a small airport, the FAA still makes us operate as if we are a full commercial airport, the same as DIA does.
Good.
We're held to the same standards that they are. And I think a lot of people don't understand that.
That's good to know. Sarah, one thing.
I think it's important for the community to know that we're not just a commercial airport with our service to Denver. We also have other services like rental car company. We have an avionics shop and an FBO that services our general aviation aircraft.
FBO. Give us that FBO.
That means a fixed based operator, and they do fueling, lav service, de-icing services like that.
And that's where, Amos, your area comes into play too.
No.
That's okay.
A separate company that does all that.
All right. That's why I wanted to have this conversation, because there are a lot of technical aspects to the airport management and a lot of moving parts that we don't see either as the flying public or as just someone that visits or picks someone up at the airport. There's a lot behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
I want to go there first with Sarah, because tell us a little bit more about you, Sarah, in terms of how long you've been the manager of San Luis Valley Airport and how that came to be. Give us that story real quick.
Well, I've been in the valley for almost 2 years now, and I came originally to be the compliance specialist for the airport. And then last September, I became the airport manager.
And since you've been, well, let me ask this of Carl, because my sense, Carl, since Sarah sits in the big chair now as the manager, which is a cool job, by the way.
Thank you.
It seems like I'm seeing different types of movement at San Luis Valley Regional Airport.
Yeah, for sure.
Give us a little bit of context or what you're seeing from the Airport Advisory Board, what you've seen since she's taken over, good or bad. I mean, she's right here.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, first of all, we had, when Sarah was applying, there were several strong candidates. So we were really lucky to have a good pool of people to choose from. And Sarah, you know, stood out as one of the better candidates. So it was really... We're really happy that she applied and was available for this job. So that's fantastic for the airport and for the community. As far as, you know, changes and things going forward, we see a really solid mindset for what's best for the community at the airport and what can change and what should change to make the airport a better place that supports the community. So that's been really great having Sarah on board and, you know, leading that charge. So that's
one of the things, Sarah, that we took away, Alamosa Citizen, when we visited with you recently, was you're working to make San Luis Valley Airport more than a transportation hub, that you're working to really kind of get the community to explore more around the airport. Give us a little bit of that.
Yeah, we have a big initiative this year to engage the community and provide events that would bring people that wouldn't normally come out to the airport to come out to the airport and see what we have to offer and give back to the community. One initiative that we put forward this year is the art program that we're partnering with the Adams State Art Department with. We are providing 2 art openings per year, and we're getting the students and their families and their friends and the staff to come out to the terminal and celebrate their work.
So I went to that art opening that Adams State first did a couple of weeks ago, and wasn't quite sure what I was walking into. Mm-hmm. And then when I walked into it and hung out for a while, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I mean, you had Amos was doing extra duty that night, if I remember right, too, or all the operations staff. I mean, it was a really interesting, I thought it was a really interesting event. And I think it was successful for one of the artists as well that night. Explain that.
Yes, we had one artist in particular that stole the show. She was able to sell 7 pieces within the first hour.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, you put your art out there and people are buying it from you. I mean, what's wrong with that, Carl?
Right. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Something else coming up, too, that I want to mention, then we'll keep talking about the airport. But this is another event, and I think Carl may have initiated it, but you also have an event, an Aviation Day, coming up. Explain that or tell us about that, Carl, the Aviation Day coming up at San Luis Valley Regional Airport.
Yeah, well, I can't take credit for kicking it off. This is the Boys and Girls Club is working with Falcon Aero Lab. The Falcon Aero Lab is a group out of Colorado Springs that does STEM outreach around aviation for students. So they're bringing the Aviation Day to the Alamosa Airport here, and it's focused on high school level students to give them exposure to the aviation industry. So the kinds of jobs there are, not just pilots, but there's all kinds of technical careers and, you know, careers like CIRA's and MO's, where you can manage an airport and still be a part of aviation. It's not necessarily just pilots.
It is a really cool place to work, Amos. Give us some of that. I mean, I'm just saying that because I've been out there a couple of times to visit, and you guys have also given us access to see some of the behind the scenes just to better understand the operations, what you said about it's held at the same standard as a Denver International Airport. Give us some flavor, Amos, of San Luis Valley Regional Airport on the operations side and the work you do and your crew does.
Well, I can tell you that no one day is the same. There's always something different, but it's always fun. Whether it's we're out there doing dirt work with an actual shovel, shoveling dirt, or we're sitting on ARF waiting for a plane to make sure everybody's safe as they come into our airport. All my crew is, they're equipment operators, they're firefighters, they're maintenance personnel. I won't go as far as to say electricians, but they can diagnose the problem and get the right people out for the job.
The other thing I don't think people appreciate about what your team does is, to what Carl said earlier, we have a lot of private aviation in this valley. You have a big operation with private aviation at San Luis Valley Regional Airport. Tell me if I'm wrong. Your crew has to interact private and public. Amos, is that accurate? Give us that, how you work that.
My crew doesn't actually do anything with the aircraft.
Gotcha.
That's a separate company that does all the fueling and customer service for pilots and whatnot. My crew, what they do is just make sure the runway, taxiway, and parking areas for the aircraft are safe and able to use.
And that's a lot of moving parts out there at that airport. Give us some sense, Sarah, of what a day in the life is. We talked about Amos, and every day is a little different. From your chair, what you see and what you've been experiencing since you've been the manager, give us some flavor of a day for you.
Very good question. Like Amos said, every day really is very different. Lately, we've been focusing on our Part 139 training because we have our inspection coming up this summer. So the day starts with ARF generally. Whoever's on ARF has to stay by the fire truck during the commercial service operation. The other staff will go out and do runway inspections, make sure the field is safe. We've been having a lot of meetings lately. We've had some transitions regarding our parking system and things like that. We also service our general aviation community in that we have T hangers that we rent out, and currently we are all full, so that's good news. Typically, there are a few meetings throughout the day, sometimes commissioners' meetings, and then we work together to try to put projects on to move the airport forward. So that's been something we've been focusing on.
You know, on the aviation hangars, and I think, tell me if I'm wrong about this, because you are full, you have all these general aviation that need a hangar for their craft or whatever they're sharing. But one of the ideas may be to expand and to have more. Talk a little bit about the development plans that the airport has or is thinking about when you think of moving ahead into future years, Carl. What is on the plate? What is the priorities do you see?
Yeah. So the airport maintains a master plan, and that's always a forward-looking plan that the airport has. So there is currently allocated space for additional hangars that is kind of built into that plan. What we are looking at now is how can we secure funding and the right builders to build out the right complement of hangars, because there is high demand between Del Norte, Monta Vista, our airport. They're all full, right? They're all looking to bring in additional hangar space because there's a lot of hangars. And there are organizations between at the national level and at the state level that are advocacy groups for pilots. And they all say the same thing, that there's a high demand for hangar space. Alamosa Airport, you know, here in the San Luis Valley, is in a unique position because there's a lot of available real estate at that airport. Most airports don't have that ability to build out. So I think we're in a unique position to be able to take advantage of some of this demand and, you know, be a better place for more pilots and also just grow the community and grow aviation in general.
Really interesting to hear the number of private pilots, general aviation pilots, the demand out there for hangars, for places. That's really, I guess I didn't have a sense that piloting was so popular, that aircraft was so popular. Why do you think that is, sir? What do you sense about what we're talking about when you look at that trend?
I think that we have a unique airport that is a special place to learn to fly, and that's why it attracts a lot of students out here, because we're non-towered. So you don't have the extra pressure while you're learning your radio calls and how the flight instruments work to also talk to tower and get permission and cross runways and things like that. So I think that makes us a great candidate for student pilots. We also, because we're high altitude, we get a lot of trainers coming up to do just instrument approaches, things like that. We get C-130s from time to time. So,
and you get to see all that as it's happening in real time, as the requests are made, as airspace is needed for these types of things. That's one of the cool aspects, I think, of being at the airport, is you get to see these trends. Real quick story. Way back, and we're talking in the 1930s now.
Yeah.
Adams State had a program for pilot training, and they would train local individuals to be pilots. My father took that class. My father was a private pilot in Alamosa in the 1930s. He graduated high school in 1939. He had his pilot's license by then.
Wow.
He joined Adams State in 19 as a graduate and stayed there until 1942. And he had his pilot's license through Adams State, and he flew around the valley. He became a glider pilot in World War II. That was the story I wanted to mention to you. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back.
Looking for the freshest food in the valley? Introducing the new SLB Local Foods Directory, where you can meet your neighbors and eat better. From colorful potatoes and crisp greens to farm-fresh eggs, dairy, and meat, find exactly who grows your food right here in the valley. Support local, eat fresh, and strengthen our community. Are you a local farmer or producer? Add your information. Visit AlamosaCitizen.com today and discover the freshest food from the heart of the valley.
Hey, we're back. We're talking about the San Luis Valley Regional Airport. Learning a lot. It's cool to sit with Sarah Masters because she, I mean, that's why I appreciate you. You really explain. You've been explaining, I think, since you've been in the manager's chair at the airport. You've done it for me. You've explained a lot. I appreciate that because it's helpful to understand how the airport functions as a community asset, Carl. I want to ask you, there's a big contract coming up.
Yes, that's right.
It's called the Essential Air Contract. This is a contract that determines which air service is going to be provided in Alamos at the San Luis Valley Regional Airport. It's currently held by Denver Air Connection. That's the current airline that comes in here. Explain for us, Carl, from the airport advisory perspective and walk us through that process, how an essential air contract, how that happens and where we are in this year's decision making.
So the essential air services contract, that is a subsidized contract provided by the federal government through the Department of Transportation for certain small airports that need a little bit of support to be able to sustain commercial operations. So that's what it's for, is airports just like ours. And you're right, Denver Air Connection currently has the contract. The way it's set up is 2 years at a time. So when they select an air carrier to fulfill that contract, they are selecting an air carrier for the next 2 years.
Let me just ask you about that in terms of, is there a reason why 2 years? And I don't know if you know that because it's FAA related, but is there a reason why it's a 2 year contract versus a 3 year or versus whatever?
I actually don't know how they chose that number.
Yeah, Sarah, any thoughts?
I believe it's just how the companies bid the proposal.
It's more of a company maybe want to operate for 2 years and then have things re-examined or re-looked, but it does come. How does that contract happen?
Yeah, so the Department of Transportation sends out a request for bids, a request for proposals, and then any companies that are interested in responding to that, they send their proposals to the Department of Transportation. They, Department of Transportation then publishes those proposals for public comment. So the proposal period is closed. They're not accepting any more new proposals, but the comment period is still open until April 14th. So you can still make public comment by looking at regulations.gov. And you can look up this particular bid and the responses to the bid and make public comments on those.
And then what's the process once the public comment closes? How does it get to a point where the contract is actually awarded to an air service provider?
Yeah, they have a few criteria that they use to select the carrier. Primarily, it is who's giving the best value to the community, who's going to be the best service available. They also give weight to the opinion of the commissioners and public comment, but the decision ultimately rests with the Department of Transportation. In particular, it's Tom Homan, who is the director of the Office of Aviation Analysis.
So they'll make the final determination on the essential air service contract for San Luis Valley Regional Airport. It's on a 2 year contract coming up this year. So 2027 is when the next contract kicks in. Am I wrong about that or right about that, Sarah?
It's pretty quick. It's in June of this year.
Oh, wow.
It would roll over to the whoever picks up the new contract.
Gotcha. Let me ask you, does the airport advisory board or does the management of the airport itself have a voice in the contract, or does it matter to you? How do you look at that, or you just take whatever the transportation says, hey, here's your service?
No, we absolutely have a voice, and so does the advisory board. We will be getting together to have a discussion over the proposals, and both the airport management and the advisory board will be giving recommendations to the county commissioners to move forward with their final recommendation.
Then the county commissioners make a recommendation and goes to the Department of Transportation. The Department of Transportation reviews everything, says, looks like, yeah, I like this, and either goes with the recommendation or does their own thing.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, interesting. June is the next contract. So we're in the middle of this right now. We'll learn more over the next period of weeks, over the next month, going into the summer, how this contract worked out this year. Yes, Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah. That's correct. Interesting. That's a lot of work, though. To have to vet the bids, and then to figure out what you're looking for us locally. That's a lot of work, a lot of consideration that goes into this.
Absolutely, but we really try to get community participation and see what the Valley citizens really want from our airports. So we take that very seriously.
Interesting. I'm going to work towards closing down this episode. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about some of the projects that you have underway, because the Essential Air contract is a big thing that's happening, but you also have a variety of projects that probably the community is going to see. Amos, take us through the work you're doing, the projects you have underway at the airport, your team.
So in the next couple of weeks, you're probably going to start seeing some construction equipment out at the airport. We're starting phase one of a ramp reconstruction. We'll be starting in the terminal ramp. So basically what they'll be doing is milling out the old ramp and putting in a new ramp. There's a lot of things that are involved with that, right? The asphalt has to meet the spec to actually hold aircraft. So there's a lot of things that go into it. We're 2 years into the process of this right now. Also, we're repainting our taxiway. Starting tomorrow, actually.
How does that work? I mean, give us just a flavor of how do you repaint the taxiways, because that sounds interesting.
Yeah, first it starts with me requesting bids from companies throughout Colorado, and then once we narrowed it down and selected a company, then they come out, we shut down the taxiway or the surface that they'll be painting. That way, obviously, you don't want to get paint on expensive aircraft, so yeah. We shut that down. We let them come in, and they do all the work. Really, we don't do much, but just monitor them.
Yeah,
they have to follow quite a bit of the FAA rules by paint color, how many glass beads, the ratio of glass beads that are put into the paint.
Interesting.
On some of the surfaces, the paint is outlined with a black marking just to make it
a little higher contrast.
There you go. Yeah. And then once we're done with the taxiway, we're going to move on to the runway surface, and we're going to do the center line of the runway this year.
A lot of work going on out there at the San Luis Valley Regional Airport, Amos, that your team has. I want to ask you one more thing. Really appreciate you coming in, Sarah. Really interesting to always learn about the airport and what you do. And Carl, really appreciate your input on how the advisory board works. Give us one more thing before we go. One more thing people should know about the airport that maybe they don't. Sarah, I want to ask you first.
One exciting part of our job is that we are all aircraft rescue and firefighter trained. We are trained annually at a certified training facility. However, our staff trains at least monthly, and we do drills twice a month, which is really fun. So we are all required to be able to hear a call for an emergency, get all of our gear, get in the fire truck, and go out to the 4,000-foot marker on the runway and spray water within 3 minutes. And everybody does a really good job.
I think Owen Woods would like to do that with you next time you do that. That sounds like a lot of... And when she says that, I don't know, you seem to have a lot of joy, Sarah, when you're talking about the airport, because you're always, you really perk up when she talks about the airport, Carl. You seem to enjoy your job, Amos. Give us something else about the airport people should know about your team that maybe they don't or appreciate.
I don't know. I mean, my team, they all seem to love their job. We've all embraced each other, our families. Right now, I have one guy that just had a baby today.
Congratulations.
All my crew has reached out and made sure he's okay, made sure if he needs anything. So it's just like a real family. I know most places say that, but For me, it wasn't really like that in most places that I've worked.
How long have you been at the airport working yourself?
I've been here going on 6 years.
Nice, nice. Carl, one more thing from the airport advisory perspective that we want to know about.
Yeah, I think it's really impressive, the breadth of reach out of the San Luis Valley Regional Airport. One of the things from the, there's a Colorado Economic Impact Study, and they just had a statistic there that this airport touches 38 states, meaning there are flights originating out of 38 other states that come directly into Alamosa, just from private pilots, commercial flights, medical flights, all together. It touches a huge portion of the United States just right here. So I think people underappreciate the reach of the airport.
Really cool. Really cool. That's really a good, really good insight. Man, really learned a lot about the San Luis Valley Regional Airport. A lot of things happening there. Probably a bigger operation than people understand or realize. Absolutely. All the different moving parts out there. Moving aircraft, moving everything. It's a pretty cool place to go see. Owen and I have been out there a few times. Thanks for giving us some tours, Siri. Owen, you've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with San Luis Valley Regional Airport. We've been talking to Sarah Masters, Amos Cordova, and Carl Denslaw. See you around the Valley.